a little fun adventure. I'm going to a concert at a hotel and a hotel casino and like a whole fun night away, and I look super cute. But I wanted to share some comedy gold with you guys. So I have shared a little bit about my loser ex-husband.
Oh, he's a loser, huh? Why is he a loser? Well, we're gonna see.
But I just want to go into more clarification about that.
She's pretty salty, by the way.
So recently, I started standing up for myself, and I said, this is not okay. So he is so funny, so funny. He met this little girl online. She's on TikTok. I can share that. But she has a 12-year-old kid and no baby daddy. I think she has a job. I'm not sure.
So we know that her ex is a simp. Yeah. Probably why she divorced him and thought she could do better. Oh, so sad.
She lives in a really unstable situation where there's a drunk roommate and fighting, and I don't know. It's chaos. But together, they talk about me. Me? Is it me? Am I the problem? And they said...
I've been watching your 30 seconds, and I already know you're the problem.
Classic trash parenting. And that means he can't see his kids? I'm sorry. Eric and Leslie,
What do you mean he can't see his kids? Oh, wow. So she's not letting him have access to his kids because she's jealous that he moved on. But he's the trash and the loser. Okay, sweetheart.
I hope y'all are so happy. And I didn't even know if this was going to go to messy talk, but it literally has because I don't care. I have not stood up for myself, and I've been railroaded and taken advantage of. And
how?
Y'all can talk trash about me because, you know, trash parent.
Okay, you've got the ugly, hideous, very poorly done tattoos, giant earrings that don't match with your outfit, the skimpy outfit, by the way, trying to draw attention to your so-called feminine wiles, which ain't so wily, and you got the man haircut as well, and you obviously take no care in how you look. No makeup on your face at all. You look pretty freaking trashy to me. So there you go. I gave you what you wanted. Continue.
All you want. Like, make yourselves feel better about yourselves. I know you need.
This is projection. This is her trying to feel better about herself by trashing her ex because he's able to move on and she can't find anybody.
That obviously, like, things aren't going well for you.
No.
I get it.
No, they're not going well for you.
But make no mistake, you don't get to, well, Eric, you don't get to be rude to me.
Sure I do. What are you talking about? You mean be disrespectful? Have you earned respect? Have you earned neutrality and me just sitting being quiet? Aren't you asking me to comment on your trashiness?
Talk trash about me.
You just asked me to!
Especially as a parent.
Boy, yeah, that gives you some kind of special exemption and protection. I'm a single mama. How dare you trash talk me? Yeah. Love the entitlement.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, she's sitting here criticizing and trashing her ex. Isn't he a parent? Isn't he a parent? Oh, by your own logic, you shouldn't be allowed to trash talk him, but I can trash talk him, but you can't trash talk me because I have a vajayjay. Okay, continue.
Welcome to messy talk. But I'm going to go have a lot of fun at this concert. Eric bought me.
I try to pick up a, hot Chad, and he'll take me home and pump me and then dump me.
These tickets for my birthday, but then he went and give them to me, and I, like, anyway, that's a whole ordeal that we'll probably talk about. So, yeah. I hope you're happy.
Wow, that's annoying.
She is so jealous seeing her husband moving on with his life with another woman. Now she wants to go online and try to tell lies about how much the new girl is trash and how her ex-husband and his new girlfriend's life is so miserable. She said it herself that her ex-husband bought her these tickets. This means that her ex-husband is still trying to support her even though they are divorced because he knows that they have kids together. The clip you are actually watching on your screen right now is actually an old clip of her and her ex-husband when they were still married. This proves how much her ex-husband was so supportive to her.
Oh, she's fat there. Look at how fat she is. Looks so much different. So I know what happened. She lost a bunch of weight. Third, to get attention from dudes at the gym, the Chads and the Tyrones, the guys that wanted to have somebody in the roster to, you know, be a fill-in when they couldn't get with the broads they really wanted. And she got passed around, pumped and dumped. You know, after she dumped her hubby, who was no longer good enough for her, and now she's salty and bitter because she didn't get the dudes she thought she was entitled to when she left this guy, who was actually on her level. Gotcha. Continue.
Even though his entire family didn't like the way she was behaving. As you can clearly read the caption that says, "Married into a conservative Southern family. He loves me, but his family can't stand me." Now, while her ex-husband moved on and...
See the way she was dancing around, looking for attention and validation from the audience while he was standing there like a normal person? Yeah, I think I can see why they didn't like you, honey. Conservative? Yeah.
Started already enjoying his life with his new girl. This woman is still out here crying and struggling while regretting her divorce.
Yeah.
I call this my divorced, sad and alone, eating Sam's Club pizza in my car while I cry because... Why? Why am I crying at Sam's Club?
She's self-medicating with food. I think you're going to put back on all that weight you lost, honey. I mean, there's still losers out there who will pump you and dump you, but once you put that weight back on, they're not going to be nearly as good looking and give you all those butterflies. So you might want to put the pizza down, honey.
I don't know.
Misery continued to strike this woman with no mercy to the point of her realizing how hard life is without her husband.
It's low-cut top. She's still trying to get positive attention and validation from the audience on TikTok. Pathetic.
Then she starts to make pity videos declaring that she is tired of being a feminist and admitting that she needs a man in her life. Check it out.
This is super not feminist of me, but I'm tired of being a strong woman. Like, am I right? Yeah. I'm tired of doing everything by myself.
Really?
At least most of it.
Really?
I mean, yeah. But... I kind of want somebody to walk in my life and be like, "Hey, pretty girl, can I..."
Anybody out there think she's pretty?
"Like, build you a deck and make you tacos."
What can you do for me? Can you build me a deck? Do a whole bunch of utilitarian stuff for me? It's all about what you can do for me, not what I can do for you, but I've changed. I'm no longer an effa, you know, is. Yeah, right. BS. By the way, she was always an effinist. That's why the family didn't like her. She was just a big fat effinist. That's all. Once she lost the poundage and got exposed to social media and TikTok and all that, she thought she could do better. Yeah, she's finding out very quickly she cannot. So now we've got this so-called supposed reform effinist doing the pick me dance, just like we see so many other broads doing. But she's just a chameleon. She's not changed at all. People don't change. Keep that in mind. When women tell you they've changed, they haven't.
And hold your hand. Or just tacos and hold my hand. But the deck and a fence, I really need those in my life.
Yeah, I need those in my life. But what am I going to bring to the table to convince you to build me the deck and bring me the tacos? By the way, that's very emblematic of what she wants. Bring me tacos, build me a deck. She wants a servant. She wants a manservant. She wants an ox to pull the plow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Here is another video of her crying and admitting that she is not strong and that the world is a dangerous place without a man.
Hey, friend.
She's just telling you what she thinks you want to hear, okay? And look, she's put... Yeah, I was right! You should have put the tea pizza down, honey. You put back on a whole bunch of weight. Look at those chunky monkey turkey waddle arms. She's puffed up quite a bit, hasn't she? another reason why she now is regretting the effing, you know, ist path that she chose. The Chads and Tyrones are no longer wanting to hit it and quit it. I don't have as many butterflies anymore. The only guys that want to get with me now have dad bods and they drive a Ford F-150.
Some of you saw my videos over the weekend and some of you didn't. I made them private. because I wasn't ready to talk about it, but I need to. I spent yesterday in my bed crying, feeling helpless, feeling like an idiot, angry, sad, so angry, so sad, so defeated. I'm a 41-year-old woman.
Oh, wow.
Strong, competent.
You're sitting here in your car, crying, boo-hooing to an audience of people you don't even know, looking for their attention and their validation because you can't get it from yourself. And you think you're strong?
Mm-hmm. Capable. I do all the adulting.
If you were capable, build your own deck. Make your own tacos.
Stuff. People that know me think I'm strong. People that know me.
Well, they're stupid if they think that.
But over the weekend, there were some incidents that just made it blatantly clear that I'm not strong.
Don't believe her. She still thinks she is.
And that the world hasn't got any better.
This is all just performative crap to find herself a new beau. That's all this is.
So, I'm angry. I'm mad.
Who are you angry at? You should be angry at yourself, because this is all your fault. Is she angry at herself? No.
Sad.
Well, most modern women do not realize how much they are protected just by the fact that they live under the same roof with a man.
Mm-hmm.
It is only when the man that they took for granted is absent that they realize how things can get really bad and that there is no one there to rescue them. This woman is 41 years old, but she is still out here chasing after Chad and Tyrone while getting pumped and dumped ruthlessly. Check it out.
So I realized I have a type.
Oh.
It's a funny red flag.
Does she look like she's lost some weight here? So she's yo-yoing, but then, you know, I don't know. Look at her, what is her right arm? You can see a big, gigantic, hanging piece of turkey waddle. Now, is that fat, or is that just stretched out skin from when she was fat, and now it's just hanging there because she's lost weight? I don't know!
If you make me laugh, and you are literally a walking red flag, I love you.
She is literally 41 years old, but she's still playing teenage games when it comes to the criteria of choosing a man. You just can't make this stuff up. Here she is again,
Yikes.
Trying to make sense of her dump decision.
She looks horrible. Have you ever heard of makeup, honey? Are you so lazy that you can't put on some makeup? I mean, look at her. She looks hideous. She looked like the Scarecrow in that Batman movie, right? Remember? The good Batman movies, all right? Look at your face. The hair looks like straw. She literally looks like a freaking scarecrow. Good Lord. You ever heard of a comb, honey? She's fried her hair. Good God.
Decisions when it comes to choosing a man.
Horrible.
So since getting back into the dating world, I'm learning some things about myself. I'm a rescuer. I'm a saver. I want to
No, you're not. You're looking to be saved. You already said that before. You got it backwards.
Take care of everybody. And apparently that carries over into dating.
Just by the way, how irresponsible is this chick? She's got kids. She had a husband. She threw it all away just so she could experience butterflies. She's probably one of these chicks who's been fat since she was a child, so she didn't get the attention and the validation from men. And at some point, married to her husband, she decided to lose the weight. She got the attention. She got the validation. She got the feels. She chased the dragon. She got the dopamine rush. And so she decided to chase that dragon, right? She decided to go after the feels and the butterflies. And she couldn't do that with her hubby. What the hell with the fact that I have kids and a family? No, I'm going to chase feels because that's more important.
So when somebody says, I don't want a relationship, I don't want a commitment, I'm like, you're going to love me. You're going to love
me. That's called Chad, dummy.
love me because I'm great. It's kind of...
You're deluded!
...of the same attitude I have with cats. They try to run away from me. Eventually, I make them love me. People are not cats.
Well, why did you make the comparison?
No.
Yeah, but they run away from you, too. They just stay run away. Well, oh, I was able to convince the cat to stay, but I can't convince the men. Yeah, that's because they got plenty of options, honey.
Oh, my dear, you are not a rescuer. You are just dumping your decision-making, and that is why you always get stood up like here.
Excuse the hair. It's Saturday. I'm being lazy, but,
Is this, like, what, the fifth or sixth time I've seen a different hair color on this broad? Honey, if you want to attract a dude and keep him around, try looking like a woman instead of a 12-year-old boy. How about that?
Here's your update. Bird guy canceled on me.
Yeah, he got what he wanted.
Yeah. So, yeah. Bird guy canceled on me.
Bird guy?
That's how my life is going.
Modern women are so used to being rescued all the time, no matter what situation they put themselves in. That is why they absolutely have zero sense of responsibility until later on in life when they hit the wall and their beauty start to diminish. I strongly believe that if women's beauty didn't diminish after a certain age, most of them wouldn't even consider settling for a relationship. Most of them would have continued to ride the cock carousel until they die. But the undefeated wall keeps on humbling and hitting every single one of them with no mercy. Fellas, do not try to save these types of leftover women. And above all, don't...
Wow, did you see the way she's dancing around? By the way, I mean, look at this. Do you want this? Lady, you're surprised these guys are running away? That they're hitting it and quitting it, pumping it and dumping it? And by the way, look at the way she's dancing around. She seems to... All I want is attention and validation to feel sexy and wanted, right? You're getting everything you want. Oh, you want a guy to actually stick around? Well, maybe you should change how you act and how you look and how you portray yourself to the world. Then you might actually attract the kind of guys you claim to want. Well, I don't want those guys. They're not attractive enough. They don't give me the butterflies. They don't have enough money. I see, they're like your ex-husband. Gotcha. So there you go. There you go, guys. This is your modern-day woman. If you're dumb enough to get married, and you got a wife, and she's suddenly losing weight, and all of a sudden you're not seeing her as much, well, be worried. Be very, very worried. Of course, you're an idiot to marry a fat chick to begin with. She doesn't really care very much about herself and has very little self-esteem and self-respect. And you don't get with broads like that, if at all. Take my advice, don't marry Western women. Get out of here. Go to Eastern Europe or, Asia. Western women, they're a total complete loss. Not worth the risk, not worth the time or the trouble. But anyway, let me know what you think. Was the husband the problem, as she implied at the beginning of the video? Is she reform? Is she not a chameleon, but now she's changed and she's just the perfect chick and she's ready, willing, and able to be in a long-term, committed, serious relationship, even though she threw that away to chase the feels and the butterflies? Let me know what you think in the comment section. Is she a pick-me, fake fraud, chameleon broad like that Lauren Southern chick, only not as attractive? Or has she really changed for the better, as she wants you to believe? Let me know what you think in the comments, and please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to hit that notification bell, because as you know, channels like mine are heavily algorithmically suppressed. Mine more than most. So hit that notification bell, leave a comment. I hear it's good for the algorithm, and I answer most comments. And on that note, also check out the description. Consider making a donation to my GoFundMe, joining my Patreon, or a donation through my Cash App. And on that note, I am out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.